Why have I asked my HVAC guy I found on Angie.com to change my grandpa's trachea tube? Because I was so amazed by how quickly he replaced our air ducts. I knew I could trust him to change Pop-Pop's tube while I was on vacation.
Make it quick, young man.
Aw, see? Pop-Pop trusts you.
I think we should call a doctor.
Connecting homeowners with skilled pros for over 30 years. Angie, the one you trust to find the ones you trust. Find pros for all your home projects at Angie.com.
Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Welcome back. Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, a Wednesday edition. Tim Allen in for Sparky. He's vacationing, if you will, taking some time off. And it's his birthday today. Hit him up on Twitter. Wish him a happy 44th. Leroy Butler is here. Gary Ellerson is here. And we hit the great Midwest Bank hotline and welcome in Eric Name, covering the Bucks. You can find him on Twitter, Eric_Name. He is also author of the book, 100 Things Bucks Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. It's a good deal, too. I won't say the price, Eric Name, but looking forward to that read. As four scenarios set out, Gary Ellerson, about the Bucks and the NBA.
Yeah, Eric, so what's this we hearing about all these scenarios for the Milwaukee Bucks that you just put out there? I mean, I'm thinking they should just keep it like it is. If they try anything different, I think that would be bad for the Milwaukee Bucks.
Yeah, so I think the tough part with all of this is money at all times, right? Like, that's how any of this stuff gets discussed. But, you know, there's a number of local TV deals that have, a certain requirement for the number of games that you need to televise during the regular season. So the league was, going back and forth on some stuff, and then all of a sudden, you've got to get to 70 games or something like that. So to me, that's largely where the discussion of any of these other formats come in. I think if there aren't any of those local TV deals that, like the Lakers have one where they're supposed to get to 70, and a bunch of these teams are at 67 games or 63 games, that's where the idea of, well, maybe we'll play a couple other games. And the players have been very strict in saying, like, hey, we don't want to go right into playoff games. We need games to get us into that as well. So I think that's where some of the ideas of doing things other than going straight to the playoffs comes from. But ultimately, I just think there's far too much risk involved in bringing in, many more than 20 teams. Like, I'm of the belief that it should just be 16 teams, play the playoffs how you normally play the playoffs, and try to get this thing done. But obviously, there's going to be teams that feel like they deserve a chance to make the playoffs. There's going to be owners that want to make the money locally. There's going to be a bunch of other things that you have to balance. So there's always going to be those people that push back. But, I think in the end, if you bring all 30 teams to a single site, you've just increased the risk of a potential outbreak of, this virus getting into every nook and cranny of everything you have set up at the Walt Disney World Resort, where it just puts so many more people in danger. Like, if you half that from the beginning, if you start with 16 teams instead of 30 teams, you've already cut it in half. If you just do the playoffs like normal, after 2 weeks, because you can play every other day. There's no need for 2 day breaks in between games. There's no travel time. You play every other day. You have, even if every series goes 7 games, you're done in less than 2 weeks. So in 2 weeks, you get to half the entire population that you have there. So I think ultimately all of these different formats, all these different ideas come up, but I think in the end, everyone's going to realize that, hey, like this, the risk of bringing in more teams, doing these other things just isn't worth it. And then, you know, I think on top of it, there's this idea that this season's going to have an asterisk. And to me, the asterisk only becomes bigger if you do something weird, if you do something different with the playoffs.
Right, right.
Like, at least if you keep everything the same, you can say, hey, it was a 65-ish game season, and we play the playoffs like we normally do, 7-game series, just like we normally do, Eastern and Western Conference, just like what we normally do. And then all of those asterisk questions kind of go away, because certainly people remember, oh, you know, there was a lockout in 99, there was a lockout in 2012. They remember that, but when I tell you Tim Duncan won 5 NBA championships, are you going to say, well, I don't know, it was 4.5 because one came in a lockout game? No one says that. When we talk about the championships LeBron won, no one talks about the fact that one of them happened in a lockout season. Like, those things don't really come away. The details fade as time passes. So I think if you can do anything possible to keep this as normal as possible, that makes the situation better.
Yeah, for me, it was, if they bring the guys down, Digital World opens up July 11th, so they got to get moving if they're going to go down there, because you would think they'd bring each guy's family down, and at least you have to bring one chef. For rich people like Gary, like to have his chef travel with him. But, you know, I want to ask a question, Eric, that I don't think anybody's ever asked. What about the media? Where will you guys stay? If you're going to cover.
My guy, Leroy, worried about me. I appreciate it.
Yes. You're the only guy that knows about Giannis. I got to make sure you are on point. They got to take care of you guys and make sure you guys can get in and out of the arena without. I know they're going to probably have temperature checks and all that, but I mean, the safety of you guys is very important.
Well, first of all, I appreciate that. It's about time someone else worried about me. So I always knew you had my back, but this is next level stuff. But I guess for us, it is all the questions remain the same, right? Like, you know, how are we going to stay safe? Even whether or not you're worried about me, how are you going to keep the players safe from me, essentially? Like, going around all over the place and do whatever I want to do. Like, if I get to go there, I'm going to have to follow the same rules. I'm going to have to make sure that I'm in a safe zone. I'm also going to have to get tested to make sure that I'm not bringing the virus onto the campus. So I think the big thing with media is just going to be ultimately probably limiting it some. But, I've been thinking about it a little bit in the last couple of days. If there are no fans, you know, the only way people get to find out about this, to understand what's going on there, is if there are media people there. And again, like, I live a very privileged life, and I don't want anyone to think that I'm saying I have to be there or anything. But, like, if you do want this to be covered well, if you don't have fans there, if you want that experience shared, like, you are going to have to let some media members in there. So I think we're pretty low on the list of priorities to figure out. But, I mean, in the end, the reason they can make $900 million on playoff games is the media, because they can play the games on TV and have names.
But names, look at it like this. The politicians, even the president of a press corps, they travel with him. You guys would travel with the team and would be sequestered with the team. You'll be all the team people will be together. Each, you know, writers in each area have their beat writers. I mean, that wouldn't cost a lot. They got to treat y'all the same.
Right. And in an empty arena, like, I don't think it's all that difficult to keep us away from anybody. And, you know, if this means you just partition off a small portion where you do the press conference and I get to yell at somebody from 15 feet away to ask a question, like, that's cool. Like, we're going to have to make some sacrifices and do things a little bit different. But in the end, like, I don't think anyone is really going to be, you know, complaining about our rights or what we're able to do or anything like that. Like, I think all of us would be, you know, very lucky to get a chance to cover something we've never seen before. And I mean, this is kind of what we live for, to be able to tell people and tell stories that we've never told before. And that's obviously what would be happening here.
Eric Name covers the Bucks. You can check him out on Twitter, Eric_Name. And Eric, let me ask you this. I know safety, and we've all mentioned that. You just mentioned that and everything. With some of the NBA plans here, is it finalized that they will restart and finish the season down in Orlando? Or would it be, hey, and we all know things are fluid as well. If there is an opportunity that all the NBA cities are open for business, has there been any discussion at all if things do go right and we end up having some fans at the Fiserv?
It seems incredibly unlikely, just because I don't think the league can feel confident locking down a smaller facility like Walt Disney World Resorts, and they can lock down their people and, you know, as the guys are joking about, a chef or whoever else needs to come with. Like, I think the NBA can feel pretty confident locking that down, but I think they would feel less confident being able to lock down, I guess it would be 16 separate arenas around the league. So, I mean, I think they're always going to be open to, hey, if things progress quicker and we can get things safer than we thought we could and we can actually get an arena, let's do it. But ultimately, this is a spot where they really have to prioritize player safety and really have to make sure that they can lock down one spot. And I think that's a large part of the reason why we've seen the conversation shift from possibly two locations, with one in Las Vegas and one in Orlando, to just one in Orlando. Like, I think they feel more confident that if there are fewer variables to control, they can lock it down more effectively.
Yeah, Gary, real quick, yeah. I just want to spike this in here.
Spike it. Spike it, Timmy.
So at what point is it going to impact negatively the following season? I mean, don't they have to have some sort of end date on this to say, okay, the pandemic hit us, and it's certainly affected the 2019-2020 season, but let's not have this really super affect the 21-22 season.
Yeah, from the beginning, and I guess I'm a little bit cynical, or maybe a lot of bit cynical if you talk to my friends, you know, I've always thought the league has wanted to shift the schedule to a Christmas Day start, where they feel like, hey, the start of the regular season doesn't even have to compete against the NFL. We can have pretty much our own time. Obviously, there'll be NFL playoffs and stuff like that, but we can own Christmas Day, start our season then, and roll from there. And from the beginning, I've kind of always said, and again, this is pretty cynical, but in my head, it's just like, well, if they've wanted to do this, they've had these conversations in the last couple of years, this is kind of the perfect opportunity. So I think there's no pushback really from just about anyone around the league about pushing that next season back to a Christmas Day start. And that is really allowing them to, I'm not going to say just totally disregard deadlines, but it is allowing them to bump things back and really take their time on this in ways that, you know, like Major League Baseball, I don't think they can. Like, if Major League Baseball wants to get half of the season in, they pretty much have to start on the 4th of July or July 15th. Like, if the NFL wants to get the season in, they got to start getting to camp in the middle of July or at the start of August. Like, all of those leagues, I think, have a little bit more pressure than the NBA, where they know, hey, we can get in, get out, get 2 months done, and then take a couple months off, get into the next season, still do it by Christmas Day, own Christmas Day, and then just run forward from there. So that's the biggest thing, and why they, I think, are a little bit more comfortable with flexible deadlines than some of the other leagues.
Nate, let me ask you about, because things are changing, I also saw somewhere that maybe Kevin Durant is going to be ready to play. Doesn't that put a different spin on the East?
it would definitely put a little bit different spin on the East. I mean, there are the reports I've seen of Kevin Durant actually playing this season are pretty much, to me, people saying, man, I feel like he'd really, it'd be really tough for him to say no at this point. Like, if he's healthy to go, it'd be really tough for him to say no, as opposed to how he's actually feeling, because, you know, people close to him have said he's just not going to play this year. So I don't think he would end up playing, even if this does get pushed back to, let's say, an August 1 start for the season, or for the postseason, excuse me. I still don't think he plays. But if he's playing, if Kyrie Irving's playing, that really changes things around in the Eastern Conference. Like, all of a sudden, the Raptors, who would have thought, okay, a 7-seed Nets team, maybe it's a little bit difficult, but we'll get through it. All of a sudden, you're playing Kevin Durant, who the last time we saw him on the floor was one of the best, if not the best player in the NBA. So, like, that would change things significantly. Luckily for the Bucks, they wouldn't line up against the Nets in any format, whether they seed it 1-16, whether they seed it 1-8 in the Eastern Conference. They wouldn't match up with the Nets, so the Bucks would be able to avoid that for a while. But ultimately, I don't think it's really real that he'll end up coming back for this postseason.
All right, Eric, take it easy. We appreciate the time. We'll talk again, okay?
That sounds good. Stay safe out there, fellas.
All right,
Name.
There he is. Brother. Eric, you just call him Name, right?
Name,
that's it.
Eric Name. Author of the book, 100 Arthur. Things Bucks Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. You can check him out on Twitter as he covers the Bucks. It's Eric_Name, and he joined us here on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Has your passion outgrown your home? A Great Midwest Bank renovation loan may give you the space it deserves. Visit GreatMidwestBank.com today. Simply local lending since 1935.
Been at this 3 hours today, gentlemen, and we'll pick a lane with Great Lakes Dragway. You're listening to the Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh. Leroy Butler, Gary Ellerson, Tim Allen in for Sparky today here, AM 1250 and 105.7 FM, The Fan.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South. and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.